The whole idea is to reach, as the Rebbe says, the Hira from the Sikh is to reach into yourself and awaken in yourself a new desire, a new will, a new keiches, new energies, to take on the job of Torah Mitzvah, to take on the job of Kol Ma'aseich L'Shem Shemayim, of revealing godliness in worldly matters, and even the job of transforming the world up to and including, the Rebbe says, that the Goyim should embrace the Shavuot Mitzvah B'nai Noach, that you have to awaken the miraculous within yourself. You have to tap into your own miraculous powers. If the idea is, if you're just looking at the world and at your own personal avoda from the perspective of what is possible is you do a lot of good things, you do a lot of wonderful things, you can accomplish many things, you could grow spiritually, you could, if you're really doing what's possible. Unfortunately, many of us, once we decide certain things are impossible, and we give up on the impossible, we slowly lose steam when it comes to the possible too, and we're not always living up to our capacities in the realm of the possible. But part of that is psychologically, because we see all the things that are impossible, that even when it comes to the possible, we sort of get deflated and then discouraged and slow down. But the fact is that we need to get in touch with our own miraculous abilities. The miraculous abilities, the ability to transcend the limitations of the world, the ability to transcend the limitations of what is possible, and recognize that we have been given the powers specifically to do the impossible. That's really our main job here in the world, is to actually do the impossible, to do the miraculous, to do that which, according to the natural order of things, would seem absolutely impossible. And by each one of us, in our own way, arousing our own miraculous keches, and not just miraculous, that ever says Nisan is the two nuns represent Nisei Nisa. Not just the miraculous, but the super miraculous. That which even from the perspective of miracles is miraculous. And that's the part of ourselves that we need to know we have, and we need to access, we need to awaken, we need to bring out. And again, to know that these powers that we have is through our connection to Moshe Rabbeinu, through our connection to the Nasi, through our connection to the Rebbe, that the Rebbe gives us these keiches, and the Rebbe gives us these powers. And it's our job to take those keiches and take those powers and to do everything we can in all areas of Torah Mitzvahs, the Rebbe says especially, and the Yom Tov Pesach coming on, making sure that everybody needs what they have, everybody has their Yom Tov needs taken care of, and the Rebbe even spoke about those who are holding public Siddurim. The Rebbe says there are some places where they only arrange to do one Seder because they don't have enough. Maybe they feel they don't have enough money for two starim. The Rebbe says it's very important to do the two starim, even if you have to split the money. But the truth is that if you make the commitment to do it, certainly you'll have the money. You'll be able to do both. The point is, even in, the Rebbe brings it down even to the most practical terms. Right? You're in a situation and you figure I can't do it. I don't have enough money. I can't do it. It's only so much I can do with the money that I have. Even on that practical level of show me the money. Where's the? I can only do so much. But even on that most practical level, you have to go beyond what you think is possible. You have to reach in and you have to throw yourself into what it is that you're doing and reach for the impossible. And then the Eishitaka helps that what seemed impossible actually is possible, and so too in the larger, more global sense, the idea of that yes, we, the impossible job of bringing the Geula, the impossible job of completing the process of transforming the world, that impossible job is exactly, you are given the keiches and you are given the mandate and you are given the marching orders to actually go out and do and accomplish that impossible job, because for you it's actually eminently possible.